Okay, it's 7 o'clock, and I'm going to call the meeting of the Town of Discovery Bay Community Service District to order. And I'd like to have Director Mayor lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Roll call has been taken, and let the record reflect that all members are present.
Okay. We are on a teleconference, and at this particular point, it's time for public comment, where the public can talk to us about anything that is not on our agenda. So I'd like to ask the moderator if there's any public that would like to make a comment to us.
Chair Pease, there are three members of the public that are present. If any of the members of the public would like to speak on any matters not on the agenda, please speak now.
Hi. Good evening, board. I hope everybody's doing good. This is Terry Mahaney calling. I haven't been able to get down there because you guys haven't had anything, so I figured I'd just chime in here on this thing. I live on Discovery Bay Boulevard, and my main concern again is the speed on Discovery Bay Boulevard. I have talked to the CHP, I've talked to the sheriff, and it seems like basically all the contacts that have been made are from Willow Lake Road out toward Highway 4. They don't seem to want to get too far into Discovery Bay for some reason or other. I really don't know. The motorcycles are getting terrible. I realize that it's summertime and everybody's getting their little toys out. But cars are driving, the ones that are driving the speed limit are being passed by cars, motorcycles, and it's just getting crazy out here. So I'd like to let the board know that it's been pretty lax, and I understand that, but I have explained to the CHP and I've explained to the sheriff that why don't you guys just park out here? If you don't feel like getting out and confronting any of the speeders, just sit out here and just do your own speed survey and see exactly what the speed is. And if you deem it necessary, then maybe you can pull somebody over. But the later in the afternoon and evening it gets just terrible out here. It's no more anywhere near close to being 25. So I just wanted to express my concerns again with the board, and I have also talked with the sheriff's department and with CHP. So I kind of hope everything will get back to where they can at least do a little bit of monitoring with the speed. So now I just got a real quick question: do I stay on the line and listen to other people talk, or how do I find out what the sheriff and CHP say?
Stay on the line.
Chair, I can answer that with you if you'd like.
Yes, please do.
Okay, yes, sir. You may stay on the line. The meeting will go on as planned, and the board will be taking the items on the agenda as they are presented.
Okay, perfect. So in other words, I can hear the sheriff report and the CEP report and everything like that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very kindly. And thank you guys for your time. Stay safe out there, huh?
All right, you need to mute now.
Yes, sir.
Okay, is there any other general public like to speak to us?
Seeing no movement on the line.
Okay.
Chair,
thank you. I'm going to close public comments, and I'm going to move to the consent calendar. Does any of the board have any items they'd like to remove from the consent calendar? Do I hear a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion that we accept the consent calendar, Sean.
Second.
Could I have a roll call vote, please?
Coteau, aye.
Graves, aye.
Leet, aye.
Mayor,
aye.
Dopey.
Aye. Okay, at this particular time, it's our area agencies reports. Do we have a representative from Supervisor Burgess' office?
Yes,
don't have that at this moment. How about from the sheriff's office?
Yes, we got Lieutenant Johnson here.
Hey. Welcome, Lieutenant.
All right. Hey, how you guys doing? Happy early 4th of July, everybody. Okay, so for the Discovery Bay in the month of June, we had almost 500 calls for service in Disco Bay and the surrounding areas. We took 34 reports. Crime in general is continuing to go up. I kind of mentioned this in the last couple of months. You know, it's kind of like the perfect storm with the COVID-19. We're still working under no bail. We can't keep folks in jail. You know, the prisons in jail are getting rid of as many people as they can. It's summertime, and it's, you know, and it's showing. Some of those reports that we did take, we say a 14-year-old steal their dad's gun from inside the house. That 14-year-old gave it to a 17-year-old who's still on the loose. This 17-year-old has a history of violence, belongs to a gang and whatnot. We currently have our deputies and Harlem Bay U.S. Marshal Task Force trying to track this kid down. He was seen in Discovery Bay a week or two ago, but the last intel is he is out of the area, but we're still looking for him. We had an escape of the Byron Boys Ranch last week, and that person was from Antioch, and he was in there for carjacking and some other thefts. And to my knowledge, at this point, he's still out there. Some of the reports that we've taken, we're seeing a surge in auto burglaries and pay thefts from cars. And the common theme is that expensive items, the items that are attracting the thieves are being left inside the car. So somebody walking by can look in the car, see, hey, there's a laptop computer, and there's a wallet, and they're breaking the window, and they're stealing the item. And that's even if the car's unlocked. Otherwise, they're just opening the door and taking it. We've had a couple of shoplifts over at the CVS. We're still having a problem with Safeway. They don't really want to call and get involved with the shoplifting that they have. I've talked to the manager, my deputies have talked to the management, but they're still not calling. So basically what we're going to do is just try to keep a heavy presence in that shopping center, just to deter the thieves from coming there in the first place. We had a call one morning, about 5 in the morning, where somebody was going down through a neighborhood and checking car handle doors, as well as the front door to various houses. That was captured on home surveillance. It wasn't a good video, so we can't necessarily identify who the person is, but that stuff's still happening. So we got to make sure people are still locking the doors and keeping their stuff in at night. We had 3 warrant arrests. We had 5 or 6 folks where we had to take under mental health observation. Since this COVID-19 has started, we're seeing an increase in that as well. And then, let's see what else we had. A couple of minor identity thefts and crimes like that. We have the 4th of July coming up this weekend. We are going to have extra people out. We're probably going to have a total of 7 cars on Friday night, and I'm going to try to have 4 or 5 different cars on for Saturday night, 4th of July. And that's mainly to deal with the fireworks and the other calls that we get. I think it's probably going to be unusually busy because, you know, people do come to Discovery Bay, and there's really nowhere else to go, you know, for 4th of July. Some people are staying home. I can see a lot of people going out there on Delta or whatnot, so we'll have a heavy presence out this weekend. One of the things, because we're seeing an increase in crime, I'm trying to move a lot of my guys to be a little more proactive. So typically we have 3 beats out here, and we put a deputy in each beat. What we're probably going to do, at least for the short term here, is go down to 2 beats, and that 3rd car, as well as the unit aside from Discovery Bay, are going to be just straight proactive, just going out looking for the bad guys. So we're going to see how that works out. I am, on various days and times, paying overtime for the deputies to come out and just to be proactive, just to actually go out and see if we can get some arrests from these people that are committing crimes out there. So right now, we currently have 17 deputies assigned to Delta Station, according to that spots that we should have. We're already down to 14, and with promotion and transfer, it's possible we could be down to 10 or 12, which is a little bit cause for concern. We'll have to fill it with overtime, but that's something that we're going to have to deal with. deputy test positive for out in the west part of the county, not by our station. But if this continues to happen and one of us do test positive, that deputy's going to be out for 14 days. So, kind of answer Terry's question, I'm not having my deputies go out and look for traffic violations per se, speeders and whatnot. I have to kind of keep the contacts to a minimum as much as possible. The contacts we are making and that we are going for are the, you know, folks that we think are tripping these times out here. Those are the contacts we're going to make. We're still going to have to, you know, slow down and stop on those, just those random traffic stops. Just because if we have one or two people get, you know, get test positive for COVID-19, that's really going to hamper our staff and our station. But other than that, I think that covers most of it, so I'm open for questions.
Don't have you from the board. It's an excellent report, and I'm very happy to hear your ability to get some additional staff out here over the weekend. So thank you, Lieutenant Johnson.
Yeah, in fact, I'm actually going to come out and work Friday night. It's been a while since I've worked at night, so we'll see how it goes.
All right, get back in the saddle. All right. Is our CHP representative available? I guess
we do not have. We have two on. We have two people on the line here that are not identified. But if their phones are muted, now would be the time to identify yourself if this is the CHP. We do not show the typical phone number for the CHP calling into our conference line at this time.
All right. How about the East Contra Fire?
Good evening, Board. Lieutenant Chief McCumber here. Everybody hear me okay?
Yes.
Hey.
Perfect. I do not have a normal report for you guys tonight on the month's operation. Those reports usually generated by computer on the first or second. Today being the first, they weren't ready in time. I can email those if you wish, or if you want, you can see those on our website. Either by the end of this week or early next week when we publish our full operations report. It's just the way the numbers are compiled. So I can speak, though, that June was busier than the previous few months. As a lot of the shelter-in-place was lifted, our call volume did increase significantly, and that was not unique to us. That was wide. We saw a significant spike in EMS calls, along with our typical spike in June fires, due to the warm weather and some deer days that we've had recently. We are looking at putting up some extra bodies for the 4th of July weekend. We're still working on the details of that, but I do look to have at least one extra person per engine for both the 3rd and 4th of July at this point. So it'll be nice to actually have a couple extra bodies to echo what Sheriff Department is saying. We do expect it busier than normal weekend since there's really nothing for people to do besides hang out at home and hang out with their neighbors. So we usually expect a lot of people taking off from this area to go out of town to visit other places, vacation, etc. But as we said, since there's really nowhere to go, we expect a large portion of the population to stay in the area with nothing to do. Well, I think that they'll find something to do. Which brings me to the point of, we just want to remind everybody that while we are your fire department, we still suffer from an extreme lack of staffing. We're a 3-station district that covers 240 square miles and over 120,000 people, when we just don't have enough bodies and we're strapped in. So if you could please remind your neighbors, fireworks, while they seem fun, they're going to cause a lot of problems this year. And with our lack of engines, it's really going to take a toll on our fire district and the surrounding fire districts that can typically come in to help us during these times. It's also imperative that everybody gets their weeds down as fast as they can. I know we have had a lot better compliance this year since the letters went out, and a lot better compliance since we actually have inspectors going out and looking at weed complaints. We're seeing, for the first time, nearest parcels that usually don't get cut during the summer, they're actually being cut down because we are enforcing our weed ordinances and finding people if we need to. So again, please, if anybody's listening on this from the public, talk to your neighbors, your friends, your family. Just please don't use fireworks. Fireworks are illegal and they cause a lot of problems this time of year, including a lot of fires, and with an already strapped in resource system, it's going to be very difficult to handle this
Chief. I'm surveying the board and there's no additional questions, so very good report and best of luck to you and the staff over the holiday.
Thank you.
Okay, with that, we're gonna move to business and action items, G1, public hearing on Ravenswood Landscape Zone 9. Staff.
Gentlemen of the board, as part of the annual assessment process for Ravenswood Improvement District Zone 9, the Board of Directors adopted Resolution 2020-02, which directed Herwitt Engineering to prepare the 2020-2021 assessment report. On June 17th, the board approved Resolution 2020-15 to accept the engineering's report submitted by Herwitt. The report determined, based on the operating costs as shown in the adopted operating budget for Zone 9, the per parcel assessment should be set at $714.84, which is the maximum allowable assessment for Zone 9. This is a 1.1% increase over last fiscal year's assessment of $707. Staff recommends approving and adopting Resolution 2020-17. Confirming the engineering report and ordering the levy and collection of the charges for the annual assessment for Ravenswood Improvement District assessment within the town of Discovery Bay Community Service District for the fiscal year 2020-2021. And to continue the collection of the assessments on the county tax roll for Ravenswood Landscape Park, Lighting and Open Space Improvement District.
Seeing no additional questions, I'd like to see if there's any public comment. Hearing no public comment, we'll close the public comment period and bring it back for the board's discussion and or motion.
I'd move staff approval.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Can I have roll call vote, please?
Vice President Gatto?
Aye.
Director Graves?
Here. Aye.
Director Leek?
Aye.
Director Mayer?
Aye.
President Keyes?
Aye. Motion carries. Okay, with that, we'll go to item G2, discussion on authorizing repairs of wastewater treatment plant 1.
Yes, Gregory, are you on the line to do this report?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Okay, please proceed.
Okay, we have been, as you know, we're working on the design of the improvements for Plant 1 and 2 under the master plan, and that was previously authorized. And recently, it has come to light that we've had some pipe failures at the inflow pump station and at pump station W. And so we have been discussing with Veolia and discussing with the wastewater committee the need to accelerate a portion of the project now to take care of these pipes because we now have enough pumps out of service that it's starting to affect our ability to have redundancy in place in case there's an emergency. So we're sort of updating the board that in terms of fiscal impact, there isn't much fiscal impact, but we're basically moving some funds forward from the bigger project and going to accelerated design to repair the piping at the inflow pump station and pump station W. And then the plan is to partner with Veolia to pull in a contractor to make those repairs as soon as we can complete the design.
And then just to add that, if I may, because this is a project under CEQA, we did a quick analysis and found that it to be exempt from CEQA because it's repair of existing facilities. So the action before the board would be all four items, A, B, C, and D, that are on the agenda items, and which would also include posting a notice of exemption at the county clerk's office.
Thank you for that clarification. Do I have any public comments on this item? Is there anyone on the line, Mr. Moderator?
We do have two members of the public on the line at this moment, and as a member of the public, if you would like to comment on this item, now would be the time to speak. Chair, we have no sound coming from either of the telephones from the public, so we may proceed.
All right, we'll close the public comment portion. Bring it back to the board. Do we have any clarifying questions and or a motion?
I have a question. What's the timeline for the completion of this project?
We have already started design on the plans to get this rushed out, and we are hoping to have those completed this month. And then Veolia would go out and start receiving bids for a contractor, and our goal is to try and get this done, begin in August and finish it by September.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Do I hear a motion?
I make a motion. We accept it as noted.
Second.
Okay. Director, Vice President Gatto, second.
So?
No.
No,
it's actually great.
So if I may, Chair, for clarification, Chair, the recommended action, the staff recommendation for all four items?
Yes, it is.
The maker of the motion intended?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, roll call vote, please.
Vice President Gatto?
Aye.
Director Griggs?
Aye.
Director Lee?
Aye.
Director Mayer?
Aye.
President Peace?
Aye. Okay, motion carries.
Excuse me, Mr. President. Just for the minutes, was seconded by Director Griggs.
Okay. With that, there's no manager's report.
I have a quick general manager's report.
Okay.
I'd like to introduce Jerry Lemus, who is the new Bernie. That will be working with us, and I'd like to have him come up and tell you a little bit about himself.
Well, thank you, Mike. Hello once again, Kevin.
How are you doing, Jerry?
Good to see you, as the only one that I know on a name basis. But my name is Jerry Lemus. I'm coming from Delaware. I'm very happy to be here, and thank you for the warm welcome that you guys have given me. Thank you. I hope I can do a good job for you.
Well, we're looking.
I'm
looking.
Sure you will. Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you. Welcome aboard. Looking forward to your expertise.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right. With that, we'll go to director reports. We had some committee meetings today. The first one, Communications Committee. I'm on that along with Vice President Gatto and Mr. Gatto. Could you give us an update?
Can you communicate that to us, please?
Yeah, we had a communication meeting at 3:30 today, and we discussed several items, primarily how the town is communicating updates regarding COVID, as well as how the community center is communicating to the public via the Facebook page. And both seem to be doing well for us.
Yes. Thank you. Parks and Recreation Committee, members Graves and Gatto.
We did meet today. We discussed four items. We started off with Monica giving us an update on how they are addressing issues with regards to Facebook and social media. Also, I want to commend Monica and her limited staff in that they were all ready and prepared to open up and then had the doors shut on them again, but they have found that they've gotten a good response and understanding from the public. And we're hoping to be able to open up for programs again here pretty soon, but we're ready to go. Dog park's working well. We also heard from Bill in that we have a project, it's kind of a test project we're doing with landscaping with some new types of landscaping and a theme that we hope to carry throughout Discovery Bay over on Post Street on the west side. And in about 3 weeks, we should be done with that. And we would love to come back and report to you guys that you need to go over and take a look at it, because we think we're really going to be proud of what they did over there. And lastly, we accepted bids on the pickleball court. I think it's later on in July, around the 20th or so, we're going to we're going to be closing those bids. We've had good interest, and we think we're going to get some really good competitive bids to go ahead and do those conversions. We also got purchased new screens for the tennis guys because they were all just ratted out, torn up, shredded, and our staff is going to be installing those, and that's about all we got.
Thank you.
Can I just ask on the dog park, how's that doing? You know, it's a new dog park, been open for a week or two. You getting any feedback?
And everybody's very happy. I've noticed that the little groups are getting together again and meeting. You know, there's regular people that go there. It's a social event for some people, for not only for the dogs, but for the people. And also, I want to commend the management staff here who has taken it upon themselves to work out a schedule to keep it open sometimes throughout the weekend, but on their basically on their own time to come in and make sure it's open and locked up on a half-day basis, and I would like to commend staff for volunteering to come step forward and do that.
But you didn't have a celebration for it, but it was a good opening.
Not yet. Sure. We're thinking about that in the future. Thank you, Bill.
Okay, thank you. And then the Water Wastewater Committee, Member Pease, Member Mayor, Mr. Mayor.
We received a quick water wastewater update and then discussed four topics. One was the influent pump station W, which you heard about tonight. We also heard about the booster pumps and Newport treatment plant. It's some of the pumps are getting up there in age, and we got an update on that. Third was well 8 monitoring, well conceptual drawings, how that's going, working with Vantages. And the last was supplemental aeration, and I think we had a little brief input from Gregory. I'm not sure if the board got all of that. We'll get a bigger update on that next meeting. That was all.
Okay.
I have one other report I want to make under other reportable items.
All right.
Real briefly, I'm on a committee with the fire district and Chief Helmick and some individuals from different regions of the ECC FPD. 24 August, there's going to be a virtual town hall meeting. I would encourage all of the directors to be a part of that. We're going to discuss alternatives, ways to fund it, how to get two stations open back up. And I think it's important that we'll make sure that the town gets that blasted out through their email and we get as much participation so we get enough attention drawn to Discovery Bay that we make sure that we're part of the solution.
So this is going to be just like our
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. It's going to have to be. They can't plan. So it's 24 August, which is a Monday at evening. I'm assuming it's going to be around 7 o'clock. I just heard about this yesterday.
All right. Thank you for the update. Is there any board members have any future agenda items that I could address? Seeing none. 7:28. I'm closing the meeting.